Radio.
Goddess Temple Palace. We've been around since ancient times, and we have resurfaced on the earth plane here on this network a few years ago. I come in and out. But I have created a special place, palace, for you to visit whenever you like. There are meditations and visualizations and affirmations and words of wisdom that I have brought forth for you. I keep saying I'm going to remove some of them, and I will eventually, and utilize them in other ways. But in the meantime, and after that is done, you can always visit the Goddess Temple Palace in the other realm. The realms of your mind, where the treasures of your gathering are stored. I was reflecting on what I should do today. I just did another 30-minute show on another network that I have. And I thought, well, maybe I could talk about the same thing. Never comes out the same way, but the same content. But then I thought, I had these cards here. And I pulled one, and I'm going to pull another one. And that's how I'm going to begin. I am preparing my own music for my shows as well because I don't want any issues. But what I play. The sound. The card that I pulled on this Leo full moon is Constitution. complete. It's funny because this card comes up a lot for me, but I never really paid attention to the word. And because it's a card of fire. It's a card of fire, for sure. And so this is a Wands card. You have the what appears to be a ram. And then you have what appears to be a dove. And they're in alternation one with the other. But what always stands out for me when I look at this card is fire. And being that Leo is a fire sign and it represents the sun, who I also call Ra, that it was appropriate, it is appropriate for today. I am in the process of putting together a series of 22 meditation CDs that will be available on Etsy. Soon enough. And I'm also working on a book. Looks like it's going to be books. Series of books. I'm working on a lot of things, which is my way. I'm a juggler. I go for the jugular vein, so to speak. The main line, source, so that I can have the blood flow, the life energy flowing through me to be able to juggle the many aspects of me that reveal themselves to me that I want to experience harmoniously. And the fire is one of the ways that I am granted to be able to do that. When I apply the principle that I know to be true, which I've seen work so many times when I've utilized her, Sekhmet, Firekeeper. The other, Bridget, is coming to me. The heart, I see Bridget. I believe that is you as well. Sekhmet, you know I love you. Fire, keeper, fire, interest, fire, goddess. In word and deed. I am working with my instrument. To harmonize my body temple instrument so that I can jump, hop, skip, and jump, stand, dance, go, run, bend, do split, back bend. Turn and turn and turn like the whirling dervishes. And maintain my equilibrium, my balance, my connection to the Great Mother Source while doing it all. The song, I'm Every Woman, It's All in Me. It's truly, truly, truly reality. But it's being able to find that place within, which is spirit, which is mother, which is source, that will grant access to the capacity, the completion of your possibility in this reality. Many times, I, and perhaps you, have fallen short of your known potential, let alone what you haven't even seen yet, or what is known. And that you can do. And I don't know about you, but I can be very critical of myself. Like, for example, I have a habit. I want to rephrase that. I have had a habit. I've gotten better. But I still fall into the old pattern of placing something down, like my glasses, my eyeglasses, or my keys. Not in a regular place. That would be the best way. And then I look for them and I don't recall where I put them. And then I have been known to really be upset with myself. One thing, though, I've come to learn, have learned from going through that experience so many times, is that by letting go of the fact that you're looking for them, even if you have to be somewhere and you need your car keys and you don't know what you did with it, the minute you release the anxiety, the angst, the challenge, pop up and say, here I am. I do have to make a place for them when I take them off, my eyes, and when I come in the door. You know, when I get off this phone, I'm going to make a hook by the door because that's valuable time and energy that I have just continued to put into the same experience. Okay, I came to the revelation that when you stop worrying and being concerned about what it is, it shows up. That was a blessing, but I know it's time to move on to another lesson. A different one. Hopefully I've extracted all that I needed from that. Completion. The fire. Burning the fire. Burning the fire. Fire is a very, very potent element. It can keep you warm. Oh, it's so comfortable in the cold time. Like a fireplace. A place for fire. I really enjoy very warm weather. Hot weather. Being in the sun. That's an aspect of fire. Feeling it. It does the body good, this one, this body. Feeling the rays of the sun and as it penetrates my body. But by the same token, the paradoxes of things, everything. It can also be harmful. You don't want to get burnt with fire. It can hurt. It can scar. It can disfigure. Maim. But the reason I'm bringing up the fire, in addition to the fact that the cards showed up, is by this being a full moon and we're going into moon getting smaller and smaller. It's a good time to release things. And by putting it in the fire, you can transmute it. And one of the most sacred ways that I know that's been a proven way for me is to burn the paper. Write what you want on paper and burn it. It's also good, either while you're writing it, say, speak out loud, or while you're burning it, to speak what you've written out loud. You don't have to. But once you've done that, and say something like, keeper of the sacred flame, or this is sacred writing, and what I call forth, this is something better. You never want to harm someone. That's when the burn will come. You never want to send energy to harm. At least I don't recommend it. To harm someone. Bring harm onto someone. What you feel would be harm. What you would not like having done to you. You light the fire. It would even be nice if you had a candle, particular color candle going, or the vibration you were invoking. And then you light the paper from the candle. Maybe even be meditating on your heart's desire. Goddess Sibyl Palace is magnificent. It's gorgeous, absolutely gorgeous. And with your thoughts and your visualizations and your speaking in, you have a magnificent garden with all these beautiful fruits and berries. And we have the flowers, exotic flowers from all over the earth. And we have now, today, I'm bringing forth ponds and streams that flow into the garden easily. And the colors of the ponds and the streams are so beautiful. That green, that blue, turquoise water that you see are there for you to gaze in and to meditate and to see your beautiful reflection and to wash away your pain and anxiety. Ah, that's what I'm feeling now. Take you on a journey with me. As we look into the pool, the reflective pool, reflective stream of healing, I want you to deep breathe in through your nose and out through your mouth and count down to seven with me. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. Thank you. visualize yourself on the grounds of the Goddess Temple Palace, in your finest, elegant garment. You have no shoes on your feet, for you are enjoying the kisses of the soil of Mother Earth. And before you, in the beautiful grass, appears a blanket. A blanket of the color of your choosing. Very soft, very healing. And you sit, you rest upon it. And then you get upon your knees. You are close to the water and you are appreciative of its beauty, having just received the energies of the fire. And the fire is still with you from the sun. And you kneel down and you take some of the water in your hand and you splash it upon your face. And when you look into the water again, you see yourself, you see your reflection. You ask yourself what it is that you need to complete. What is the most pressing, dominant possibility that needs to be completed for you right now. Breathing in your nose and out through your mouth. The answer is coming to you, maybe more than one thing. Hear well, and take action upon your message. We today will not stay here long, but know that you can always return. The gates of the garden and the temple palace are open to those who come. The right energy. Time is of the essence, and the essence is of life. I'm going to leave you now. I am full, and I hope that you are. Do look for me again. Sometimes I will be more visible, and sometimes you will have to hunt for me. But it is my intention to be around for a while on a regular. Self-love on this Leo Moon day. Kiss your hands. As I go away. Thank you, Abadi Temple, for being here with you. Without further ado, namaste.